Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Welcome to Couch Time with Amy Wine, the podcast that's all about helping high achievers like you thrive in life, relationships, and business. Hey there, I'm your host, Amy Wine, and each week I will be bringing you insights, inspiration, and practical strategies to help you live your best life. So whether you're looking to improve your relationships, grow your business, or find more meaning and purpose, you have come to the right place. With expert interviews, real-life stories, and actionable advice, Couch Time with Amy Wine is the ultimate guide to personal growth and success. So grab your cup of coffee or tea, like me, get comfortable on that couch, and join me for real life, real relationships, real people. It is time to take your life to the next level, and I am here to help you every step of the way. First thing we're going to talk about is communication and negative override. I want to tell you a story first before I tell you what negative override is, but someone was recently telling me about an argument that they'd gotten into with their husband. Little bit of a backstory is the wife had been upset for a while that her husband had been spending so much time focused on work. Ever feel that way? I know I have. Now I'm wondering if my husband feels that way about me, actually. She had grown so tired of feeling like she came in second place of her husband's work that she began to resent his job, entirely resent it. She mentioned that she felt jealous, and he thoughtfully chose Christmas gifts for his coworkers after telling her he didn't really want to spend money on the gifts for each other this year. She didn't want to go to his company Christmas party. But she let her mind wander when he traveled for work, imagining the worst possible scenarios, him cheating and continuing increasing an emotional distance, not being able to maintain the marriage, and so on and so on and so on. It was just a roller coaster of thoughts going through her mind. It overwhelmed her and it brought up her worries and pain. And he sadly, sometimes he dismissed it. Sometimes he accused her of nagging, and sometimes he made a half-hearted promise to shift his priorities, to make her more of a priority. The resentment and the disconnect, they gradually increased it over the course of a year. The recent argument that nearly resulted in a divorce started small. So small things often to correct things, and often our fights that become massive start small as well. Her perspective was that she had asked him to clean up after himself before traveling for work all week and mentioned her frustration to him after he left without cleaning up, and even asked him if he had seen her face cream that she had misplaced. His perspective was that she had been griping about him about something he couldn't fix in that moment and that she'd accused him of taking her face cream. She said things that she didn't mean to hurt him, and in the moment, wanting to feel the pain that made her feel unwanted and unable to ultimately speak her needs, they both threatened divorce. She threw her wedding ring hard. They both cried and had distanced themselves from each other. They were afraid to rock the boat again. This, of course, only increased the disconnect. Now, there's a lot to unpack here, right? And that was a big story and so much to unpack. So let's try to do that. Let's take a step back and look at the progression. Okay. The wife and the husband both displayed negative override. And I'm going to talk to you in a minute about what that means. She perceived her husband's work activities as negative, right? They weren't positive. They weren't bringing home money for the family. They weren't, you know, empowering to him. They were a negative in her mind. He perceived her question of where her face cream was, even when in reality, those interactions may have been neutral or positive, right? He perceived her face cream question to be a negative. Like, where's my face cream? Did you move it? Did you take it? Well, that became a big negative for him right then, right? And most of the time, these interactions would have been small. They would have been neutral. They might have even been positive or okay. But here's the thing. They danced around the problem, not really hitting the problem on the head because they weren't able to fight fair. They still had unresolved differences in other areas. These are just symptoms of a bigger problem. They were afraid to argue again, fearing it would become even worse the next time. You ever feel that way? I don't want to argue anymore because the next time it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. So let's talk about what is negative sentiment override. John and Julie Gottman define this as where your bad thoughts about your partner and relationship overwhelm and override any positive thoughts. You may start to stockpile all your grievances, keeping track of each offense your partner commits. In the meantime, your bad feelings fester and grow. In our story above, we focus mostly on the wife's feelings about her husband's work and some of her husband's negative sentiment. It overrode everything she was thinking, and it caused him to perceive an innocent question as an accusation. But their negative sentiment override, it seeped into other aspects of their relationships as well. Arguably, the quickest way to put out the marriage fire is to perceive your partner poorly. When you start to constantly see your partner as a version of their worst possible self, you start to question whether they're your ideal mate, to wonder about what could have been, to solely or even mostly focus on the bad. Focusing on the bad inevitably reinforces those beliefs and it snuffs out, gets rid of all the things that kept you holding on in your marriage. You are now navigating through the dark, and in that state of mind, it's difficult to perceive present or future memories as positive at all. Think about that. As negative sentiment overrides any positive past memory, it also affects the potential future positive interaction and corrodes your marriage because now everything has gone negative. It's hard to see any positive. Our brains are not wired for happiness. They're not. That's why happiness is that elusive subject that we all strive to have sometimes, right? Our brains are wired for survival. As a protective measure, your brain holds onto times that you felt hurt, betrayed, upset, so it can protect you in the future. Your brain becomes hyper aware of potential threats. You may start viewing neutral or even good things as bad. I know she's doing better to control her anger, but it won't last, someone might say. Or they might say this, he is respecting my boundaries now, but who knows what'll happen when he has a real opportunity to disrespect my boundaries. You almost expect the bad. Over time, your negative bias can cause you to become emotionally guarded. And honestly, it really distorts your perception of events, right?
If you're looking for even more support and guidance on your personal growth journey, in your marriage, or even in your business, then I invite you to check out the Thrive Life Collective app. Our holistic approach rooted in research, science, and scripture can help you strengthen your life, relationships, and business one step at a time. Plus, our Thrive Today feature provides a daily motivation and encouragement in just 3 to 5 minutes a day. So why wait? Sign up for the Thrive Life Collective app today in Apple and Google app stores, and let's continue growing together.
So let's talk a little bit about gratitude. Here's an action item. When we think of our favorite times with our partner, or even some of the most frustrating, they are often not the big things. Of course, some are. But when we really think about it, we fall in love, grow up together, learn who we are, learn who our partners are, all in the small moments. It's the way that they play with the dog, or the way they light up when they see the kids, or the way they laugh with you at 2 a.m. eating ice cream in bed. We could take all of those moments for granted too easily, especially when we're in a state of negative sentiment override. Gratitude is a natural defense. When we are intentional in seeking our gratefulness, we can begin to retrain our brain. Make it a nightly ritual to find at least one thing you're grateful for regarding your spouse. It can be small, but let it be specific. This is an action item you need to take specifically and urgently right now if you are in a negative sentiment override. You have to have a 5-to-1 ratio. 5 positives to every negative to overwrite them. Okay? Think about that. 5-to-1. You want to start retraining your brain for the positives. Okay. And time. We tend to spend most of our time away from our spouse. We come home from work and talk logistics. We talk what's for dinner. When can we go to the grocery store? Did we find a babysitter yet? You get it. They're not fun conversations, and we're not spending quality time. Think, when was the last time you sat face-to-face with your partner and just talked? Not about money, not about your to-do list, but simply had a real conversation with each other. As our lives go on and move forward at work, our relationship can easily feel stagnant if we're not giving it the same effort and the same energy. Whatever we water will grow. You ever hear that? If you pour your entire watering can into your work life without filling it back up, you have nothing left for your spouse. When you don't water your relationship, it will wither. Learn how to fill up the watering can back up or save enough emotional energy to help your relationship flourish. Because without it, you can't ever expect your relationship to grow and deepen if all of your energy is being put into work, kids, all of those things. And it's easy to get into that pattern. Let's talk a little bit about forgiveness and radical acceptance. Forgiveness is to restore compassion and let go and not do revenge. It seems so easy, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we don't feel any resentment at all. It means that we choose to handle it in a loving way, and we choose to move forward. In this sense, forgiveness is an active choice that we consciously extend, and we do that continuously over and over and over again. We make the active choice to forgive. It isn't some one-time gift that we give to someone else. It's a commitment. This means we can't forget. No, we don't keep our focus on one thing. But we don't pretend it didn't happen either. We have to integrate it into our overall relationship. It kind of goes into what we call the vault of your relationship with your partner. You have to integrate it in there. We don't get to pick and choose what makes up our relationship history. It all serves a purpose, and it is all on a timeline of who we are as a couple. Sometimes we may feel triggered and remember that thing that happened 3 months ago? Yeah, we do. 3 years ago? 30 years ago. Sometimes we do that and throw it right up in their face. But forgiveness is something that we have to extend continuously. Similarly, radical acceptance is a deliberate choice that you are going to accept reality for what it is. acceptance doesn't mean that we approve or we agree with it. We're just going to surrender to it and accept it for what it is. We're never going to agree with everything in our lives. It doesn't mean that we don't deny what's happening all around us. We just acknowledge it fully without judgment and avoid trying to change what is out of our control. Then we get to decide how to move forward or how we want to react to it. Now imagine if we applied this not only to your relationship, but also to our partner as an individual. Picture a world where you feel like your mistakes and shortcomings did not seemingly define who you are to your partner. That you being really bad at directions, let's say, was not used against you to make you feel stupid. In this world, you are fully accepted. This doesn't mean that you aren't held accountable for your actions. You don't get a free pass to do whatever you want. Your partner talks to you as an equal when they are upset with you, and they grant you understanding as a flawed human. They help you gain awareness to work on yourself. This isn't done with attacking. This is done with talking with somebody with respect. Some feel they aren't ready to forgive some things that their partner has done. Forgiveness has a really positive connotation. In this case, these people are sometimes able to identify with radical acceptance instead. So it's more of a neutral stance versus a compassionate one. Either way, at least one of these is crucial to work on together during conflict. Now, I want to tell you, it takes a little bit to get forgiveness and radical acceptance wrapped around. So rewind and listen. And do you remember your action item? Remember, you're going to find one thing every day to be grateful for with your partner. And what do you think will happen if you start telling them that one thing every day? And how long will that take? 2 seconds. So what are you waiting for? Thanks for tuning in to Couch Time. This is Amy Wine, and I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights that you can apply to your own life, relationships, and business. Remember, you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to, and I believe in you. Keep showing up, keep taking action, and keep striving for greatness. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe. I would be forever grateful if you could please leave a rating and a review and share it with someone who you think could benefit from these conversations. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep living your life authentically and intentionally on purpose, and keep thriving in all areas of your life. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're going to tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit
thrivelifetv.com, and let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.